In the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres, Giovanni comes to Doña Ana. Shortly before 6 o'clock in the morning, Giovanni rose from the floor in the church corner where he had huddled that night for some rest. He adjusted his habit and its cowl and completed his morning prayers as he did so. He would need to start out early because the days in this part of the New Mexico Territory were long and hotter than in the north. He rang the church bell to announce El Alba, as the 6 o'clock hour at dawn was called locally. Then, taking his cue from the position of the early morning sun in the eastern sky, he began trudging ever southward. He was torn in twain by both feelings of exhilaration and of impending doom. Giovanni knew that it was near this town to where he was now headed that he would complete both his physical and his spiritual journey. But the hermit also knew that everything for which he had prepared himself was coming to a close. He continued walking, trying to banish these disquieting thoughts from his mind. Thus his day sped by uneventfully. At noon he had paused to pray the Angelus, but nothing else that was noteworthy had happened, except that the sun was causing him to become a little disoriented. It was in the late afternoon that Giovanni could make out the shapes of some adobe houses in the distance. He directed his steps toward them. He stopped to give thanks for a safe journey thus far. As he was praying, an old crone stepped out of her house, sweeping the dust away from her door. She paused and looked out at Giovanni as he was approaching from the desert.
Buenas tardes, she greeted him as he came closer.
Buonasera, the hermit returned in Italian. Where am I?
You are in the village of Doña Ana, continued the old lady. But how did you get out here before first having passed through Fort Selden?
Fort Selden? Asked Giovanni, still somewhat perplexed.
Yes,
she replied.
Fort Selden was established up the road just about 4 years ago in 1865 by the 1st New Mexico Infantry. But the soldiers there have absolutely nothing to do, and so they like to harass anyone who comes through there. In fact, because there is so little to do up there, sometimes we call it Fort Selden.
She cackled at her own joke. Giovanni smiled wanly, but the evening heat was causing him to stagger and to swoon. Agua, por favor. He pleaded for a drink of water from the old lady. She pointed over to a rustic well that was hidden from travelers by a crumbling adobe wall. Giovanni stumbled toward it and sank thankfully against the shade of the wall as he drank deeply from the well. As he was beginning to feel better, he turned to the old woman and asked, "Are you Doña Ana?" She thought this question from the holy hermit was one of the funniest things she had ever heard. She slapped Giovanni hard across the right shoulder blade as she retorted, "Ha ha! I wished I was!" "Well, then tell me," began Giovanni, "who was this Doña Ana for whom this place is named?"
"Well, some say that she was a great lady named Ana Robledo, granddaughter of Don Pedro Robledo, who had come here from Toledo, Spain. He came over with the Oñate expedition in 1598, but on May 21st of the same year, he was the first casualty in this territory. Local lore says that his granddaughter was filled with anguish after the Taos Pueblo Rebellion of 1680, and that the experience was too much for her. Well, she died here on the retreat from the north, and she was the first person buried here."
The old lady paused to lick her lips.
"But the truth of the matter is," she continued, "that the village of Doña Ana was named after Doña Ana Maria de Córdoba, who used to have a ranch down here. She valiantly defended her property, despite having it raided many times by various Indian tribes. She gave the people who were to come after her courage so that they too would be brave enough to cultivate and to defend the land."
Giovanni noticed that from the time that the old lady had begun to talk up to now, she had dropped her sense of humor and had put on a more somber tone. What was even more startling to the hermit was the fact that when he reached up to give back the dipper from which he had been drinking to the old lady, she recoiled her hand back in fright. She stared at Giovanni and she pointed to the hermit as she said,
Your hand. I see the mark of death on it.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios. Adios.